File 9, Listening 2. 1.
What's wrong?
I have to give a presentation in 10 minutes, and I can't plug my laptop in.
What's the problem?
I forgot that the outlets were different in Europe, and I didn't bring an adapter from the U.S.
Here, why don't you use my cable? It has a European plug on it.
Thank you so much. 2.
How did the presentation go?
It went well, thanks. Here's your cable. I don't know what I would have done if I hadn't met you.
Glad I could help. Technology isn't as international as we would like it to be, is it? The first time I used an English keyboard, I kept pressing the wrong keys. It was very embarrassing. I had to use my own laptop with a Spanish keyboard for a while because I was making so many mistakes.
3.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Hello. I bought a computer recently from this store, and I'm having a few problems with it. I didn't realize there were only 2 USB ports. I need to keep one just for the mouse, so that only leaves one for everything else. If I want to plug in a memory stick and connect to the printer, I have to unplug something else. What would you suggest I do?
Well, the simplest thing would be to buy a USB hub, which, for just a few dollars, allows you to plug in up to 7 devices at once.
4.
How was your vacation in Australia, Kate?
It was wonderful, but I must tell you about the most amazing coincidence.
Really? What happened?
I was walking in the Blue Mountains and decided to write a postcard to a friend I hadn't seen for a long time named Sue. So I walked into Katoomba, a small local town, to buy a stamp, and I had just come out of the post office when I saw Sue walking down the street. I couldn't believe it.
That's extraordinary. So did you give her the postcard?
Yes. If I'd met her 5 minutes earlier, I could have saved a stamp.
5. Gus, have you ever been helped by a complete stranger?
Yes, when I was a student. I was traveling around Mexico one summer and arrived in a village pretty late. I couldn't find anywhere to stay, and I didn't speak the language, which didn't help.
So what happened?
Well, luckily, I met an old couple and tried to explain that I was looking for a hotel. They were very patient, and when they understood, they just pointed to their house, which was nearby. If I hadn't met them, I might have had to sleep in the park.
How kind of them.